From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 21st, 2012. This week, we feature another series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what kind of water activity, where those sounds are heard, is the goal of a special week in late May. If you guessed safe boating, you are right. Those were boats on Virginia's New River on May 19th, the first day of National Safe Boating Week for 2012. As part of the activities for the week, the National Safe Boating Council and the National Weather Service have produced a series of public service messages on recreational boating safety. Let's have a listen for about 60 seconds to the message on one of the most important boater safety topics, life jackets.
The following is a safe boating message from the National Safe Boating Council and the National Weather Service for this year's National Safe Boating Week. Before you and your family get out on the water this year, grab a life jacket and wear it. Nearly 85% of those who drowned while boating were not wearing a life jacket. Wearing a life jacket is one of the most effective and simple life-saving strategies for safe recreational boating. Boaters are required to have a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket on board for every passenger on their vessel. Today's life jackets are available in a wide variety of shapes, colors, and sizes. They're comfortable, lightweight, and perfect for any boating activity. The most important thing is this: remember to grab a life jacket and wear it. To learn more, visit the National Safe Boating Council online at safeboatingcouncil.org. Visit the National Weather Service at weather.gov.
Besides this and other information from the National Safe Boating Council, plenty of information on what you should do and what you are required to do to stay safe on the water is available from the U.S. Coast Guard and from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Over 240,000 motorboats were registered in Virginia in 2011, and of course, thousands of canoes, sailboats, and other non-motorized boats also use Virginia waters. If you plan to be in one of these vessels, please make sure that you know how to have a safe voyage. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.